This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China's ambassador to the UN Security Council has expressed serious concern over the current situation in Jammu and Kashmir. The council met behind closed doors for the first time in decades on the disputed Himalayan region, but took no action. Pakistan's UN ambassador, Malia Lodi, said that her country stands ready for a peaceful settlement of the dispute of Jammu and Kashmir.
They are not alone. Their voices have been heard. Their plight, their hardship, their pain, their suffering, the occupation, and the consequences of that occupation has been heard in the UN Security Council.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the decision to subsume the region into India's federal government by revoking Article 370 of the Constitution and downgrading the state of Jammu and Kashmir into two federal territories. A Democratic congresswoman from the United States now says she will not go to Israel, even after being granted a humanitarian exemption. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Israel says it's giving Rashida Tlaib a permit to visit on humanitarian grounds and says she agreed to restrictions. But Tlaib is refusing the permit, saying Israel's trying to humiliate her by imposing oppressive conditions. She says she wanted to visit her grandmother, who's in her 90s.
This could be my last chance to see her.
In the West Bank, Muftiya Tlaib says she has not seen her granddaughter in years because the Israelis refused to let her in. Israel's interior minister says he signed off as a goodwill gesture, but now says it seems Tlaib's hate for Israel overcomes her love for her grandmother. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The younger brother of Afghan Taliban chief Hibatullah Akhundzada was said to be among at least four people killed in a bomb blast at an Islamic seminary in a southwestern part of Pakistan. Insurgent sources confirmed to VOA that the man, identified as Ahmadullah Akhundzada, was leading Friday afternoon prayer at the seminary's mosque near Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province, when the bomb went off. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the attack in a Pakistani province which has long served as a hiding place for Taliban leaders and fighters. A senior Pakistani regional police officer told reporters the blast wounded more than 24 worshippers. The improvised explosive device was apparently planted under the chair of the prayer leader, and a time device was used to trigger the explosion. The State Department says it will revoke U.S. visas for crew members on an Iranian oil tanker that was seized by authorities in Gibraltar for sanctions violations but released Thursday. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The department said in a statement it intends to fully enforce all U.S. sanctions related to Iranian oil exports despite the decision by Gibraltar to allow the ship to leave. The Grace 1 was seized last month on suspicion of transporting Iranian oil to Syria in violation of European sanctions. Such deliveries are also barred by U.S. sanctions. Gibraltar freed the ship after Iran promised that oil would not be sent to Syria. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Immigrants who say their families were separated at the border are getting ready to sue the U.S. government. AP correspondent Rita Foley has details.
The prestigious international law firm headquartered in Washington, Arnold & Porter, has filed claims on behalf of nine immigrant families separated at the border. A spokesman for the firm says dozens more claims are likely coming. Parents allege their children were harmed while in government custody, sexually, physically, or emotionally abused. The family of one man from Honduras says he killed himself in a padded cell after his toddler was pulled from his arms. Rita Foley, Washington.
And Greenland is not for sale, not even to President Donald Trump. The Wall Street Journal had first reported the news that Trump had discussed purchasing the world's largest island with varying degrees of seriousness. In a statement, Greenland's government said, "We have a good cooperation with the United States, and we see it as an expression of greater interest in investing in our country and the possibilities we offer." Of course, Greenland is not for sale. The White House has not commented on VOA's query about the issue. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
the voice of OAA. 1